Welcome to Local Share Green Action Podcast, a show produced by Go Green Locally, a 501c3 nonprofit providing education, tools, experience, opportunities, and support for people looking for more effective action to help our people and planet.
Today, I'm thrilled to be talking with someone who helps brides by redesigning wedding gowns passed down through generations for them into creations that feel completely their own. I'm talking with Miranda Crosby, the founder of Her Story Bridal and Design and the shop at Hillcrest in Reno, Nevada. Miranda's love for fashion began early, from dressing your Barbies in original designs to obsessing over Say Yes to the Dress. That passion took her from Reno to Los Angeles, where she studied fashion design at the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising, FITM, and later worked in the costuming department at Disneyland. Ultimately, her love for bridal storytelling and her hometown led her back to Reno, where she founded Her Story Bridal and Design, and built on the belief that every dress carries a story worth honoring. By blending history, sustainability, and custom design, Miranda creates one-of-a-kind bridal experiences that reduce textile waste while helping brides begin their next own chapter. Through her second business, the shop at Hillcrest, she's also created a community-centered space that supports diversity and creativity for local artists, makers, and creatives, making her work as much about people and place as it is about design. Miranda, welcome to our show. It's so nice to be able to speak with you today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So I'm excited to find out more about your path of eco-action that led you to custom redesigning wedding gowns. So what sparked your interest originally in doing something sustainable and eco-friendly like redesigning or upcycling gowns?
Yeah, so it actually started back in high school. I was interning at this little boutique in Sparks, Nevada called Esther's Closet. And when I had went there, there was this beautiful vintage dress in the window. And beneath it, they had like a little card attached. And there was a little story that went along with the dress. And that just always stuck with me. Like, I always just thought about that and went back to that. And then my mentor, she had given me this old dress. And she was just like, see what you can come up with and see what you can do with it. So that was kind of where it started for me.
Wow, that's wonderful. And did you have the mentor when you were in high school? Or was this after you had studied at the Design Institute?
Yeah, this was still in high school. So I worked under her at the boutique. So she was the store like manager, I guess.
Thanks. Excellent. So for listeners who are maybe brand new to this idea, what does it mean to be a custom wedding dress redesigner? And what does that actually look like in practice?
Yeah, so I would say it's a lot like just being an alterationist at a higher degree, because it's a lot of taking apart, putting back together. And then I always like to joke and say I probably do maybe like 20% of actual sewing, and then the rest is me just sitting there looking at it, trying to figure out what is the best way to get this from a sketch to reality.
Yeah, I have to say, you know, I have some background in sewing as well.
Oh, yeah.
It is really a skill to be able to, because everyone like designs garments differently. And so that is a real science. So my hat's off to you.
Yeah, there's no right way really to do it. I think once you get out of that mindset of like, there's not like a step by step, it's kind of however it can come about, that's the way you do it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So when someone brings you a wedding dress that's been passed down in their family, what's usually going through their mind and what's going through yours as a designer?
Yeah, so usually I've noticed when brides first come in, they're like, I just don't know what to do with this. Like, I have this dress and I don't know what's even possible. And then for me, I want to get to know the bride, because that will help me create a vision, not only for myself, but also what to kind of let them know and what is possible for the dress that they brought me.
So did they also like bring you maybe photographs of some dresses they might have seen somewhere else that like to kind of give you a direction, or do you kind of have to lead the inquiry on your own?
Oh, yeah. So Pinterest is like my best friend. So I will tell brides before they come and see me, like start looking at dresses, make a Pinterest board, or go to other bridal shops and try on dresses. So that way they have an idea of like silhouettes and design. And if they like lace, if they don't like lace, if they want a train, don't want a train. So I try to have them come up with at least what they're looking for. That way I have kind of a direction of what we can do with the dress, and then I can guide them on how we can kind of get it to exactly what they're looking for.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. So people sometimes assume sustainability means limiting creativity. So how does working with existing gowns actually expand your creative possibilities?
Yeah, I think it's just, for me, it's fun just because I look at a dress and I just see there's so much material, lace, especially the dresses from the 80s, like they give you a lot to work with. And then just once, like I said, getting to know the brides, then I can kind of use that as my creativity too, because then I am looking to them and seeing what their personality is and how we can incorporate that into their dress. So it's fun.
Yeah, that makes sense. So can you walk us through how you approach redesigning a dress and how you decide what to preserve and what to reimagine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a lot, like I said, working directly with the bride. So getting to know their personality and their personal style. And then from there, I'll kind of see, like, how can we keep to, like, what's special about the original dress and not take away from that, but also incorporate the new bride's style and make it feel like it's her own. And I really like to, as much as I can, preserve like the history of the gown. So if we can keep some elements and figure out how to weave that in, that is just kind of my goal. And so that way you still have the sentimentality of the original, but then it doesn't feel like I'm just wearing my mom's dress or my grandma's dress.
What's maybe one redesign you worked on that really captures the emotional and creative side of this work?
Yeah, so it would probably be, I mean, there's been so many and they've all been so special, like in their own ways, but probably one of my first dresses. So this is when I'm just starting, like I'm building up my confidence. I know what I'm doing, but like, I don't know what I'm doing. And the bride had brought me her grandmother's dress and her great grandmother's dress. So this was generations of gowns, and she wanted to make her wedding dress out of it. So I'm like, yeah, like let's do it. And so like I'm, you know, really nervous because this is like my first like full like big project, but it was also just so exciting just to see that like history, and then like getting her style and figuring out how to weave that in between like all three of them. And like her mom was there with us throughout the process, so she got to kind of put her input and kind of put her kind of thoughts into the dress. So it was just really cool because by the end of it, that's like four generations of women that had went into this gown. And the bride just absolutely, like both her and her mom by the end of it were just like crying when they saw the finished product, because it was like history, but also, you know, something new that she could eventually pass down, hopefully. And I told her, you know, hopefully in the future, you can bring it back and we can redesign it.
Oh, that's amazing. I'd almost wonder, like, the fabric of the great-grandmother, if it was still, like, really in good condition. I'm guessing they must have preserved it or something like that.
Yeah, the grandma's dress was pretty good. The great-grandmother's dress, that was one we kind of had to piece together because it was just falling apart in certain areas. So we kind of took more like the buttons off of that one. We took like there's this beautiful like beaded like chest piece on it. So like we took that off and put that onto her new dress. And then we used her grandmother's dress because it was still pretty good. We used that as our foundation
And then we kind of just added everything on. And she's very like going for like a country chic. And the bride actually makes these like beautiful metal belts. So she made a belt and then gave it to me. And then I sewed this belt onto her dress. So like that was really cool too. Just her putting her own spin on it and also having, you know, the other past women woven into it as well.
Wow. It's amazing. I would love to see that.
Yeah, I think I have a picture somewhere.
Yeah, I'd love to share that. So wedding dresses, I know, are rarely worn more than once. From your perspective, what's the environmental opportunity that people may not realize exists in the bridal fashion?
Yeah, I think there's so much fabric. I think that's kind of what I think people kind of just get stuck on is they see the dress and they just see it for what it is. And they're just like, well, I don't want to wear that. But I'm like, well, don't look at the dress. Look at like the potential, because fabric itself is just, it's expensive and producing it is just very high waste. So I don't think brides realize like just the cost of fabric and that element itself. So being able to just take existing fabric and just being able to reuse that also like not only helps them, you know, financially because we're recycling, but also the planet because we're recycling materials that are already there. And like some of it is beautiful, especially like the older dresses because they use such high quality materials instead of just mass putting out. So like you can get some beautiful like lace or beading, or there's a lot of silk, and that's, yeah.
So I think there might be many people who haven't shopped for a bridal gown and may not realize how redesigning a gown cannot only be sustainable, but can also be a large cost savings. Can you give us an idea of how much maybe a typical wedding gown can cost now?
Yeah, on average, oof, I say it starts probably around like, I say 2,000 for like, it's expensive unless you are going for, you know, like the, they have like the rack sales and stuff like that. But usually from what I see, yeah, like a typical dress that most brides kind of geared towards is somewhere in the 2000 range. And that's not including alterations, which a lot of brides don't factor in into their budget because that's another, can be another $500 to $800 that they have to consider. And so then now they have this, you know, $3,000 dress. And really, when you think about it, we're only wearing it for the one day. So I think that's also where redesigning comes in, because I'm like, well, you don't have to just wear it for the one day. Like, it doesn't have to just be redesigning bridal. We can redesign your bridal dress into an evening gown. Or I have one client, she does figure skating. So we've turned her wedding dress into a figure skating costume. So there's a lot of ways, you know, you can make it worth the money that you're putting into it.
Yeah, that's amazing. I don't think most people would have thought of that for sure. What do you notice happens emotionally when brides see themselves wearing a piece of family history that's been reimagined for them?
Honestly, I think they're excited. Like, I think they usually, it's funny, it's kind of like a progression, because when they first come in, I think they're just more like overwhelmed and they don't know what they can do, you know, with it. Like, they just see this old dress and then like we'll start working on it, and then they're like, oh well, can we add this, can we do this, how about this? And then they start really like getting into the process and just seeing it come to life. And then by the end, when they're standing in their finished dress and they realize that, you know, they have that piece of history, but also now it's made to be theirs, they just get like they cry because they're just so happy that they have something that's unique to them and it fits them perfectly, not only in, you know, measurements, but also to their personality.
I love that. And so I know your work doesn't stop with dresses, and you also founded this shop at Hillcrest. And what made you want to create a physical space that supports other creatives?
So I started that out of, because when I was starting, I had another really great family friend of ours. They had a business and it was just a warehouse, but they knew I was starting my business. So they very kindly just said, you know, like you can meet with your clients in our warehouse. So like it just gave me a space that wasn't at home to meet with people. And that like helped me so much. And then also having them already being in business, even though it wasn't necessarily in bridal and sewing, but like being able to have someone to like ask questions to and to kind of give me guidance when I needed it. And so I wanted to create a space for other people starting out, because like there's so much that like goes into business that you don't think about. And then you kind of see like, oh, did I need that? Like you just think about your craft, and then there's the business end of it. And then you're just like, oh, well, I didn't know I had to go file that form. So being able to have a space to where people can have something to start their business and find that confidence, and then have that community with each other, because that really helped me get my start. So having some place where other people can come and ask questions and bounce off of each other as well, because I think a lot of times they don't even know other people in their kind of like field in the area. So just making it a good gathering place was important to me.
Yeah, that's a lovely resource. What are also some other ways that small community-rooted business like yours create a ripple effect beyond your customers' transactions?
Yeah, I think it really encourages other artists, because like when you come in and you buy something, like as a consumer, you're not just supporting us as a small business, you're supporting other small businesses. And then that might spur someone else who may have been thinking about starting, you know, a business or turning their hobby into like an actual, you know, something that makes money. And so that will kind of give them a platform to be like, hey, I see that they're doing it and people love it and support them, so I'm going to step out and do it. And then they'll start their own business. And then it just further sparks the artistry in Reno and then craftsmanship as well, because now we're going back to handcrafted goods versus just like the mass production that just, you know, those break pretty fast. But now we're going back to artistry and handmade and stuff that's going to be lasting longer, and it can be passed on to different generations.
Yeah, that's amazing. So on the other side, so what is maybe a challenge that you deal with in your business, and how have you overcome this?
So I would say the challenges are very, like, there's a lot of highs and then there's a lot of lows. So there can just be like you get that sale and you're just so happy about it. You know, you've met your bride, your client, and you've just made this perfect dress and it's just great. It's amazing. But then there's other seasons where it might just be slow and you don't have like as many clients as you'd like, or you got some letter that you have to pay some fee for something. Like, so it just, you kind of go through like a lot of ups and downs as a business owner. And I think for me, it's helped having like a community and a support group around me. Like I've been very blessed with a great group of people that have stood by me throughout the whole entire process and have encouraged me in those times where I'm just feeling like, I don't know if I can do this. And then also who have, you know, clapped for me the loudest when I have made that beautiful dress and the bride just loved it. So yeah, it's just the people around me that have really made a difference.
Oh, that's lovely to have that kind of support structure. Do you see upcycling and redesign becoming more mainstream and bridal in fashion overall? And what needs to change for that to happen?
So I think it's actually over the past, I'd say last year and even going into this year, upcycling, redesigning has been more of a trend, which is great because I think brides are starting to veer away from the kind of like cookie cutter dress that you kind of just see at every bridal shop, and they're looking for something that's unique and like they're looking for something that's more handcrafted. So I'm hoping though that like since it is a trend right now, I'm hoping that it just doesn't stay a trend and it just becomes the new norm. Just because, you know, trends, those come and go. So I think by having it just stick around, and hopefully it does, that then that just further prospers not only other designers, but also the environment as well, because we're just keep recycling and reusing things that already exist.
Yeah, I would hope that the platform of sustainability remains, and trends, of course, you know, design trends could come and go, I'm sure. So hopefully that's what happens. So what are some of the ways you and others are enjoying the rewards of helping someone begin such an important chapter of life and wearing a dress that already carries love, memory, and history?
For me, it's the when I get the photos back, like, I love that. Just seeing it in, like, its full, because when they're with me, like, I'll see the finished product, of course, because they'll come in for a final fitting. But, like, that's the venue's not there. Their, you know, makeup's not done. So, like, I'm just seeing the dress as the dress. So being able to see it all together is just, like, so special to me, because then I can see, like, the full vision come to life. And then sometimes brides will write me these little letters afterwards just saying how much they love their dress. And those are so special to me. And I've kept, you know, every single one of them. Eventually, I'm hoping to make like a little scrapbook and then put like their picture and then the little card that they gave me.
I love that. I love that. I think that's so cool. How often do you, like, as an artist, be able to create something and then see, like, then to be able to share with so many people? So if your ideas, your experience, and your wisdom were all wrapped up in seeds of potential action for you to give to others, what advice would you give to an aspiring custom upcycling clothing designer or redesigner in maybe another city?
I would say just do it. Like, if you have that passion or even just the thought, just give it a shot and see what happens. Because I think so often we can get caught up in our self-talk and we can pull ourselves back and talk ourselves out of doing something, even though it might be something we really want. So we can come up with a million reasons as why we shouldn't. But I think if you just have that one reason why you should, like, what's the worst that can happen? Like, it could turn into something great. So I would say just do it.
Great advice, Mantha. So as we wrap up, is there maybe one resource or a book or a movie or a podcast that's been particularly helpful to you?
Yes. So on YouTube, and I believe they have an Instagram as well. It's called Bridal Sewing Techniques. And they have been an amazing resource for me. So they do alterations, but they do like step-by-step videos of like how to do different alterations on wedding dresses. So that was a great resource for me, because I would run into like, I'm not quite sure, you know, how to make this change. So being able to use that as a reference was really helpful.
That's great. And what was the name of it you said?
Bridal Sewing Techniques.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing your amazing work and just the impact that you're having on sustainability and creating memories and special moments for so many people in your community. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Check out GoGreenLocally.org website to find additional eco-action resources, and feel free to share a local green event, group, nonprofit, or business in our community sharing directories. You'll also find resources for learning, tools, experiences, and support to live more sustainably, and for local projects and initiatives.